He is Jalen Rose. I am David Jacoby. We are Jalen and Jacoby. What is it that we do?
We give the people what they want.
Joining us today is a man that Jalen Rose has celebrated ever since he hit the hardwood for Kentucky. DeMarcus Cousins joins us on the program. Thank you so much for making the time.
Hey, what's up, guys? Thanks for having me.
So you have to settle a debate for us going into Orlando in the bubble. Jalen Rose has the Clippers as the NBA championship favorite. I have the Los Angeles Lakers. What team do you think has the advantage as we begin to restart the season?
It's a tricky situation. This bubble is something I don't think any guy's ever experienced. So if this was the regular season and it was playing out the way it was, I'm definitely picking the Lakers. But you know, with that being said, and the whole dynamic of what's going on right now, I think it's an even playing field. Honestly, the best team may win. So my gut feeling is we're getting a surprise this season.
I'm not mad at that either, because it's going to be an unorthodox winner based on, as you mentioned, being in the bubble. But being a part of the Lakers and you dealt with some injuries this year, I know you're going to come back and be a dominant big all-NBA caliber player. But the Lakers changed their roster over in the offseason and added a lot of new pieces. Being a part of that situation, how do you feel like all of those pieces were able to gel so fast to have a number one seed in the West?
I think it starts with the two-headed snake, Bron and AD. I think those guys did a great job of creating an atmosphere, getting guys to buy in and just leading by example. From day one, it was always good vibes and positive energy. And when you can have that type of environment in your workplace, I think guys are excited to come to work every day. And everything else kind of fell into place.
Sometimes they say no news is good news. And one name you haven't heard a lot of this season has been Frank Vogel. What has he been like as a leader for this team you spent so much time with?
Man, I love Frank, man. He's a player's coach. And that's one of the main reasons you don't hear anything negative. He's always got his players back, and it's vice versa. Once you have a coach like that, you know, guys are gonna want to go to war for you. So with that being said, he's done a great job of leading that group and just having their back, and you know, they're showing the love back.
Boogie, just like me, I know you look down at your phone. You got multiple players texting you from the bubble. What are some of the reports are you hearing? And what do you think about the food that's been allegedly served to the players?
Man, like I said, this is a different type situation. So, man, it's a weird
place. It ain't Mr. Charles. It ain't Maestro.
Man. May the best man.
I can't win. Front. That ain't Popeye.
If you were in the bubble in Orlando. If you were in the bubble in Orlando and they served you that for dinner, what would be your reaction?
I wouldn't be excited at all, man. I'm eating good at home, I can say that. So, like I said earlier, may the best man win.
Do you believe that players will follow the rules of the bubble? I had more fun off the court than on the court, so this was an easier one for me. I know why I didn't win a championship. What do you think?
Man, I could speak for the team I was on this season, and I would say I think everybody in that locker room would stick to it. I believe so. I think every guy in that locker room would stick to it. For other teams, I can't really say. I mean, if we're basing things off reputations, you know, we know it's a few guys that'll, you know, be out of here, but I don't know.
Well, you know, you mentioned the Lakers and you were on that team this season, and there is currently still an MVP race between LeBron James and Giannis Antetokounmpo. People have Giannis in the lead, one of those people being my co-host Jalen Rose with a vote. I have LeBron in the lead. What do you think LeBron has to do in these 8 regular season games left in order to overtake Giannis for the MVP?
Overtake him? I think he's MVP. Dude's 30, 35. He's the only player in the league right now with gray hair.
What more do you need from him, man?
He's doing this with gray hair, a gray beard. Like, what more do you need? I don't know what more you need. He's
leading the league in assists too for the first time in his career.
Right. If you don't pick LeBron, you're just flat out a hater at this point.
Jalen Rose is a hater. That's all I have to say. Because well, I have LeBron as MVP and Jalen does not.
He is killing. And Boogie's right. It's funny that he got gray hair. I didn't think about it like that. That's
the
hilarious.
Only dude in the league with gray hair. He's at the top of the league. What more do you
so not only are you a talented basketball player, but you're an entrepreneur. You do a great job of being socially conscious and giving back to your community. I just have to ask you, like, what do you think about our climate of social unrest and some of the things you feel like players in the bubble can do to heighten the movement and some of the things that you hope see happen as it relates to the NBA?
We got so many issues right now, man. But, you know, with that being said, I think this is by far the best opportunity to actually commit to change. You know, we've talked about it throughout the years. We've taken steps, but I think this is the most important time to make that change happen. So I think we'll end up finding out what, you know, this country is really about. And, you know, it could be a breaking point, in my opinion.
Right now you're spending your quarantine in your hometown of Alabama, and Alabama has been sort of a epicenter of some of the racial tension in this country. What does it feel like right now in your home state?
Well, I've been out of the way, honestly. I'm in the house with my family. I'm a nervous wreck dealing with this, you know, this disease we have floating around. So I'm trying to, you know, stick to those guidelines. But, you know, with everything that's going on, it's funny you say that. I went on a hike the other day, and it was through, you know, some little. It's actually something my sister introduced me to. I knew nothing about it, but it's like a little historic park. Well, historic park. And I so happened to pass by a monument in their park, and it was a hanging tree and a jail cell right across from it. And, you know, on the sign, it was saying, it was talking about the history of it. And it's funny, like, this is what we're promoting, you know what I'm saying? Like, so with that being said, it just shows you how far behind we are in correcting wrongs. But you know, in this time that we're in, this is the opportunity to bring all that to light, and with my platform and with my voice, I plan on doing it. So they'll be hearing from me soon.
You also been doing a lot of dotting I's and crossing T's with your production company. Boogie's Comedy Slam comes on tonight. Can you let us know who may be featured and what we can look forward to seeing on your Comedy Slam tonight?
Oh, man. I'm always about a good time, laughs, good energy. So with that being said, that's all part of this special. My guy, Mike Epps, is the host of the, you know, entire special. We have some guest appearances with Carlos Miller, Red Grant, Tony Roberts, and Gary Owens. I handpicked every comedian. This is my 4th comedy show. So, you know, I'm excited about it. And this is the first one I put on production. So hopefully this, you know, things continue to grow, and you know, I can keep building with this platform. So it's an opportunity to put different comedians on the platform. My way of going about it is I pick, you know, some of the, you know, OGs in the game like Mike Epps, Gary Owens, and I also go for young talent. you know, some of these IG stars and guys that are up and coming. I like to put them on that platform as well. I've had guys like DC Young Fly, HaHa Davis, you know, Carlos Miller being a new up and coming, Country Wayne. So, you know, guys have had that opportunity to, you know, put themselves on another platform. And, you know, but at the end of the day, it's about good energy, a good laugh, and hopefully I can, you know, entertain the rest of the world.
You can catch that available tonight and moving forward on Amazon Prime. You can catch exclusive content with DeMarcus Cousins on the Jalen and Jacoby podcast. We will be back in 2 minutes. Welcome back to Jalen and Jacoby. Want to thank DeMarcus Cousins for coming through. We have exclusive content with him. Make sure you listen to the podcast right now. It is time for Keep It Moving. Jalen, if you would like to discuss the topic, say hit the brakes. If not, me, you, and Method Man will jump in the minivan and keep moving. We start with Joel Embiid having some concerns
about the brakes.
Oh, Joel Embiid said, I still don't believe in it. I don't think it's safe enough. Jalen, he flew in a hazmat suit. I think the bubble's safe enough. What do you think about the bubble?
He's just saying what most people are thinking, but probably not going to say out loud, that they're in fear that the COVID-19 disease continues to spread and cases continue to heighten, and we clearly are nowhere near a vaccine. He's just actually being responsible. The difference is, he's trying to go to work and win a championship. They're not essential workers. I figure once he gets in the bubble, he may be a little more comfortable after he has some cold cuts the first 48 hours and gets quarantined and gets a chance to use his black card and order whatever food he would like.
I honestly feel like the NBA bubble is the safest place to be in the domestic 48 right now. Moving on, the NFL says they are banning jersey swaps.
This is just dumb. Keep it moving. You can play a game, but then you can't change jerseys.
That doesn't make any sense. Next, we have a rugby star with an awesome highlight.
Hit the brakes.
Okay. See ya. Let me get his name right. Solioa had this happen to him during a rugby. His entire face was broken. Jalen, will you be playing rugby anytime soon?
I will not be able to do it. That's a physical sport. People underestimate. It's a lot of running. Your body takes a pounding. And so when we appreciate the level of physicality that football presents, remember, they're doing it without pads.
Jorge Masvidal made weight and will fight on Saturday. We will hit the brakes. There is no one in the UFC aside from Masvidal that will take this fight against Usman. Jalen, I have our guy, the underdog, winning the fight. What do you think?
You know we ride or die on this program. He had to drop 20 pounds, did it with no big deal, flew to the island, no big deal, doing his interviews and social posts, no big deal. He's going to be in fight mode Saturday night, and he's going to represent as we root for our guy to get it done.
The only thing that bothers me about this is he's going to make me stay up late on Saturday because I am not missing this fight. And you don't want to miss the news that we have about Jalen's favorite college football team. Stay tuned for that. We'll be back in 2 minutes. It's Jalen. Welcome back to Jalen and Jacoby. Jalen, we have some big news. Your conference, the Big Ten, has made a decision about fall sports, and they have decided that they will do conference-only games. Do you know what that means? That means you still have a chance to lose to the Buckeyes again. What do you think about this decision, Jalen?
I think Big Ten teams, as well as the other Power Five conferences overall, are going to basically end at this conclusion. The problem is going to be for schools, and I'm looking at you, Golden Domers, Notre Dame. Who they going to play? What their schedule going to look like? What strength of schedule can they possibly have to get towards a championship game? So I still think if you play in one of those major conferences, your schedule can still be strong enough if you perform well. And as you mentioned, us playing against some of the top tier teams in the country, including Ohio State, if you take care of business, then you still find a way in the championship.
In conference, out of conference, Notre Dame, whatever. I just want to see football and I want to see everyone being safe. What we've learned is not to predict what's going to happen in the future, to stay in the moment. And in this moment, I want to see some football. And I think we will see basketball. And you will definitely see Jalen and Jacoby on Monday at 4 o'clock.
Thank you.
With a full half an Thank hour you. Show. Make sure you tune in You're on Monday. And as always, subscribe to the podcast. We'll be back. Have a good weekend. You know, I don't like to compliment you. You know, I don't like to big you up, but I have to say this. You're the greatest guest booker in the game. The greatest guest booker in the game. Of the guests, we've had so many great guests during this pandemic, during the quarantine. We're all doing the show from home. How many did I book? Name them. Name how many I booked.
Well, none.
None. I mean, I book you every day. I feel like just getting you on the show is kind of my responsibility every day. So I got you on the show every day. So I did book one. But man, I just want to say that having Boogie on the show and Jim Brown and Kareem and DeAndre Hopkins and Dame Lillard and Shakur Stevenson and of course I'm forgetting so many, but you've done a great job of reaching into your phone and your Rolodex and making this podcast and this program what it is. And I appreciate you. And I don't give you compliments that often. So now's the time.
Thank you, my brother. I appreciate the love. And now that we're on ESPN, we got to step our game up. Anytime Big Snoop Dogg hitting us up, like, yo, call Jacoby on the three-way.
Oh,
like,
yeah.
Y'all ain't had me on the show yet.
Like, Snoop, what is call going my on? Phone. So let me take you behind the curtain on Snoop. He called my phone and left a video message on my text. Like, yo, this is Uncle Snoop trying to get at you. Just, it's like when you get that, and Jalen was like, all right, we'll call him back. We'll call him back together. I was like, Jalen, like, I don't think you understand. Like, I need to call Snoop Dogg back. Like, Snoop Dogg has never called my phone. So I don't care what your plans are, but I owe him the respect of a callback. Well, we are learning some things about the NBA bubble.
Kareem Abdul-Jabbar, you know, Uncle Chuck D.
Oh yeah, Uncle Chuck. I could talk to Kenny Smith about basketball.
Kenny the Jet
for 12 hours in a row. 12 hours in a row without feeling bored for a second. So Jalen, we're learning more about the bubble. And when I first heard about the NBA bubble, I was thinking about my kids and my family. And I was like, oh man, you go down to Orlando, you get to go on the slides every day and everything's cool. But you know what? Guess what? Maybe it's not vacation. Maybe it's not what everybody thought it was going to be. Maybe it's a little bit more like freshman year at college where you live in a dorm, you can't really go anywhere because you don't have any money, and you eat bad food. But you know what? I don't feel that bad for these guys. What do you think?
So I want to make sure I say a few things. Number one, watching the NBA players and their IG videos and their posts of how behind the scenes in the bubble look, it strictly reminds me, Jacoby, of summer camp when you're growing up playing the game. That's all that is. They just happen to be millionaires now. So it's going to be more fun. So J.R. Smith can walk down the hallway. He got his championship. He's played with LeBron. He is a seasoned vet. So it's jokes with KCP. It's jokes with everybody else on the team because it's not like when you're in high school where the counselors and everybody else and the college coaches have their thumb over you and you're still trying to make sure you do and say everything perfect and correct. And those visuals that you see of the food, that's going to improve after 48 hours.
Yeah.
The visuals of Patrick Beverley's undershirts, I don't know why somebody's surprised to see somebody with 30 undershirts and he's planning on being there for 6 or 7 months, but I see the public sometimes is easily amused.
Jalen, how many times do you wear an undershirt?
Not over twice for sure. Maximum twice. Usually one.
I got undershirts from the aughts. I got undershirts that are yellow now. They look like my teeth. I got undershirts
See,
that are
I'm
no
not
longer
gonna be
white.
Able to do that.
They look like my teeth. I got undershirts that like so only real no. G's that know this one. No. I got undershirts that don't cling. They don't cling to my belly anymore. You know those undershirts?
Yeah, see,
that
I
don't
need a crisp.
To your belly anymore. I got like that.
They cling to your underarm.
They look like skirts. They look like dresses. No, like they no longer cling to me.
That's I'm about my fashion, dog. I'm about my fashion. I can't be having an undershirt on that's not laying down.
Undershirt's not about fashion.
Yes, but it man. Is. It's about fashion and hygiene. Oh. I need a crisp undershirt. I need crisp socks and underwear. I actually went and got a mani and a pedi before the show today.
You did?
I'm gonna start trying to make that my Friday routine.
Oh, you got the KN95 mask then. You got to have the 95 mask to go in there. If I'm going inside, I got the 95 mask on. Like, if I'm going
mask,
inside, I definitely
shield.
Have the 95. Not just the mask, the 95 mask. I got different layers of masks. Like, I got the one you pull up over your nose when you're going to the bodega or whatever. And I got the one to go to the grocery store, which is like, that's when I lock down. I go 95 mask, and I go the gloves, and I go everything. I'm not playing. How the toes look? Oh, Jay, we got to talk about something. Jim, we got to talk about something. We got to talk about something on the pod. Because in a pod, we can get personal, right? Now, you know one thing I hate about myself is my poofy nipples, right? But one thing I love about myself, I got pretty feet. But what happened during the quarantine, I got my first corn. And I've seen your toes. You've been dealing with these for years. I had the first one of my life. And you know what I did? For the first time in my life, I put that, you put the acid on it. You ever done that?
No.
Oh, so I went to Rite Aid.
So young and so long, they're dead. They don't need attention.
Oh, I went straight to Rite Aid, straight to Duane Reed, and I got the acid, like acid. In this stuff, you put this on your toes, it looks clear, and then it turns into this like white film. And I tried to wash it off, and I was like, this is the first corn of my life, and it looks better now. But I tried to wash it off, and I realized you couldn't wash it off. Do you know why you couldn't wash it off? It wasn't a white film of liquid over my toe. That was my actual skin. I had to peel off my actual skin. You need this stuff, Jay. You know what? I'm done with it. I'm going to send it to you now. You need it. I've seen
Fam,
your toe.
I got
to
teach you something. When you've had corns as long as I have,
I knew
they don't have life underneath them. Ain't no skin peeling nothing. All the running and jumping and playing indoor, outdoor, I done did. Are you serious? When you look at my toes, you might as well start begin the record 10 crack commandments by Biggie. You remember how that song start?
Boom blink. Boom the boom the boom blink. Of course.
And then what did he say? That's my corns. You remember the first words?
Oh, I'm trying to think.
I got you.
Five, four, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine.
Yeah, that's the nine.
You got 10 tones and 10 corns. See, I'm new to the game. I'm trying to keep my feet pretty, man. It's the only part of my body I'm proud of. Yo, they'd be like, Jacoby, you ever been a model? No, I've never been a model. Not cute enough. Oh, you know what? I could be a toe model, though. My left foot is crispy right now. Get at me, Dr. Scholes. Get at me. Terry Rozier, Scary Terry, who's been on the show, Terry Rozier said that he did not know that Michael Jordan three-peated twice until he saw The Last Dance. You know what that
means? There are certain things that show your ignorance that you shouldn't repeat and or say out loud.
Do you know what?
This is a classic example of when keeping it honest goes wrong. Like he played high school ball. He played college ball. He's been in the league. He's played in the playoffs. He just got a big deal. And Michael Jordan signed him to come play down there. Did you not
That's
even
right.
do any research on him
He's before, your boss.
Your boss before
He's
you took
boss.
The job? You really He's went down there for the money. Boss. We knew Charlotte was a graveyard, but man, you confirmed it.
And another thing is, it reminds me of this, is Michael Jordan and Terry Rozier is kind of like Russell and Wilt to me, you know? Like, I've never seen firsthand Bill Russell's dominance. I've never seen firsthand Wilt Chamberlain's dominance. I know what happened, and I've seen the numbers, but I've just never seen it with my own eyeballs. And I feel like there's a certain generation of players and people that haven't seen that from Michael Jordan. I was lucky enough to see it all from Jordan. And you saw it firsthand in your face. But it's just interesting to me that Michael Jordan, to them, is Bill Russell and Will Chamberlain to me.
Well, no, that's lazy, though. Because you got to be more of a student of the game. Because look at music, for example. I'm not just talking about music that happened when I was in high school or college. I'm talking about music that happened when I was in middle school, elementary, able to grasp some stuff before I was done. I didn't watch Jackie Robinson play baseball, but I clearly know who he is and what he accomplished. Mm-hmm. You just have to be a student of your craft. I'm not going to ignore the fact that he just wasn't a student. And by the way, talking about Michael Jordan ain't reaching deeper into the box score. Now, no. If you like, hey, tell me where Jack Haley went to college, then I understand.
Yeah.
But like Michael Jordan went Michael to two Jordan, degrees. Yeah. Like
that's 101. That's introductory classes. Yeah, we're not getting a PhD in basketball.
Come on, that's 2 + 2 = 4.
Yeah, that's fair.
He just wanted to get out of there. All, I'm telling you, I'm putting this on wax. He just wanted to get out of there. That's all. He wanted.
You think
get
so?
Yeah, he wanted.
You think so? Sometimes you say stuff like that when you know stuff.
He wanted.
Sometimes
he
you say up. Stuff when you know
he
stuff.
He wanted.
It's
interesting. What I thought it was going to be.
It's one of those franchises that you would have expected to have some success at some point, made the playoffs a couple times, you know. But like that franchise with Michael Jordan became the owner. I was like, oh, we're going to get Jordan in the room. Free agents are going to come there. Charlotte's a low-key great place to live. But you know what? Not happening for that franchise. And
if you want to look back at some funny footage and some terrible takes, look at all of the people who felt like, oh, Michael Jordan's going to be the owner of the team. So players just going to flock to go play
that way.
Charlotte to go run.
I felt
him.
That way. I felt that way.
You were wrong.
You didn't feel that way a little bit?
No. I told you on this show, no way. People follow opportunity and money and wins, not great players that are retired. Well,
one thing I'm not really that interested in seeing, and I'm fiending for basketball. They put the hoops back up in New York. I'm ready to get some shots up. I'm ready to watch some basketball. One thing I don't really want to see, the secondary bubble, the NIT bubble. The Knicks not even interested in it. Like, you want me to watch the Hawks and the Warriors and the Knicks and the Hornets? Like, no. And the Cavaliers.
To finish that schedule, dog.
Andre Drummond. Andre Drummond out of bed to finish the schedule. Like that's just not something I'm interested in. It's not. And people always say, like, oh, regular season in the NBA doesn't really matter. They don't try that hard. Yeah, there might be like a 5% of truth to that. But the secondary NIT bubble with nothing on the line, just doing this just to get a sweat? No. I got my own
doing it to get a sweat, fam.
I got my own
doing it to finish out the regular season schedule and get those checks that got docked at the end of the year. That's why
I got my own rec league. I don't need to see your rec league with nothing on the line. Well, Jalen, in just 72 hours from now, you and I will be hosting a full half an hour television program on ESPN. Big Leagues, baby. 4 p.m. ESPN. Big shout to every single human being.
DVR the show.
Program. We've been working hard during the quarantine. We've grown and grown and grown. We got to this place where we are going to have a half hour show on Monday at 4 p.m. on ESPN. Make sure you not just DVR that show, series manage it. So you DVR every single show. Appreciate you listening to the podcast. Shout to the entire staff. We'll be back on Monday with a half hour show.
We're not done. We're not done. We're not done.